Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into something that I'm sure you've all been hearing a lot about lately,
Yeah,
AI and education.
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and we've got some really interesting sources today. We've got some excerpts from Spanish language documents that are really focusing on the leadership aspects of AI.
Okay.
And we also have a promo video from an online education platform, Velocity Media. And get this, they
Okay.
all sort of hint at this like equation for leadership in the age of AI.
Interesting.
I know. When I saw that, I was so intrigued. I was like, we have to talk about this.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like it's not just about using AI tools anymore. You know,
Right.
it's really how we think strategically about AI's role in learning. And I think that that really changes how we think about leadership in education.
Yeah, you know, we keep hearing all this stuff about like data, data, data.
Right.
But I noticed that in both of these documents, the Estrategia.ia.pdf and the Session 1 Laboratorio Gifted IAX.pdf, they both talk about, you know, moving beyond just data
Yeah.
and into like the realm of wisdom.
Right.
What do you think about all this talk about wisdom?
I think it's a really key distinction. You know, if you think about it, AI can like devour data and find patterns and, you know, spit out insights.
Yeah.
But turning those insights into real-world wisdom, I think that takes human experience.
Okay.
You know, just think about your own field. You have expertise that AI can't replicate.
Totally. It's like that gut feeling that you get, you know, the
Exactly.
years of experience knowing what works and what doesn't. It's not something you can just download onto a computer.
Absolutely. And the Estrategia.ia document really hammers this home. AI helps us analyze, but we as humans, with our human judgment, we have to apply that knowledge. You know, it's a partnership, it's not a replacement.
I like that. Okay, so let's talk about this equation for leadership.
Okay.
What is it and how does it actually work?
So both sources lay it out like this: AI plus proper information flow equals advanced thinking and ideas, which then equals educational leadership.
Okay.
So AI is like your super-powered assistant,
Okay.
right? It can just process tons of information,
Yeah.
but we have to make sure that it's getting the right information.
Right.
What happens if you feed it biased data?
Oh, that's a good point.
Right.
Like garbage in, garbage out. So
Exactly.
I guess part of being a good leader in this AI world is being a good curator of information.
Spot on. And then once you've got the AI churning out all these insights, you've got to think critically about them.
Right.
That's where the advanced thinking comes in, connecting the dots, seeing the bigger picture, and coming up with ideas that actually move the needle.
This makes me think about what Velocity Media was talking about in their video. They're saying that the entrepreneur who really understands AI is the one who's going to thrive.
Right.
They're not just users, they're thinkers.
Exactly. And I think both the documents and the video highlight the need to be proactive and flexible in this rapidly evolving world.
Yeah.
AI is really a tool for those who are willing to learn and adapt.
So how do we make sure that we're getting the most out of AI? Is there like a secret formula to finding those valuable insights?
Well, the Estrategia.ia document actually lays out three criteria.
Okay.
First, you need clear objectives.
Okay.
What are you actually trying to achieve? What questions are you trying to answer?
Makes sense.
Right? Don't just dive into the data blindly.
Okay, so have a goal in mind before you even start.
Exactly. And then you've got to be on the lookout for rarities.
Rarities.
Yeah. You know, those unexpected patterns, the outliers,
Oh, okay.
they often point to the most groundbreaking discoveries.
Interesting. So it's about like challenging assumptions and being open to surprises.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay, what's the third criteria?
The third one is the deep dive into details.
Okay.
So don't just skim the surface. You need to really understand the context behind the data to truly grasp its implications. And I think, like what Session 1 points out, real-world experience is invaluable for interpreting AI insights.
So it seems like all three of these criteria are about combining AI's analytical power with human judgment and experience.
Yeah.
We need both to really make the most of these tools.
Right.
You know, this actually makes me think about the Excel paradox that Estrategia.io brought up.
Oh, yeah, the Excel paradox. Let's dig into that.
Okay.
That's a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
That makes you think about how our relationship with tools changes over time. You know, as AI gets more and more sophisticated, it might seem like we need to understand it less
Right.
because it's doing all this like heavy lifting for us.
Yeah.
But is that actually true?
That's a good question. I mean, it's like, I don't need to know how to build a car to drive one,
Right.
but I do need to understand like the rules of the road
Exactly.
and like how to actually operate the car safely. Is
Yeah.
that kind of what this Excel paradox is getting at?
Exactly. Think about like AI writing tools.
Okay.
They can generate text in a flash, But that doesn't mean that writers are obsolete.
Right.
In fact, I think it requires writers to become even more skilled at things like editing and fact-checking and adding that unique human touch that AI just can't replicate.
Yeah, it's not about fearing AI taking over. It's about understanding how to work with it strategically.
Exactly.
But Sessio Nguyen also talks about staying ahead of obsolescence.
Right.
And that sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah.
How do we even keep up?
I think it all comes down to continuous learning.
Okay.
Both of the sources really stress that, and Velocity Media even has that catchy 30-day sprint to master AI skills.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I think they're onto something there. You know, we have to be proactive.
Yeah.
And seek out those learning opportunities.
I like that a sprint makes it seem achievable.
It feels doable.
Yeah, anyone can like jump in and learn.
Exactly.
But all this talk about AI, you know, it makes me think about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
This isn't just about education, is it?
No, it's not.
This is about the future of like everything.
It is. And the Strategia IA talks about approaching AI with a vision of the future.
Mm.
You know, it's not just a tool for today's problems.
Yeah.
It's a force that's going to reshape how we work, how we learn.
Right.
How we interact with the world.
What do you think about all of that?
Well, I think it's both exciting and a little unnerving.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, AI could solve so many problems.
For sure.
But there's also that fear of the unknown.
Totally. I think it's important to acknowledge those fears.
Absolutely.
But like you said earlier, approach it with a sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
And a willingness to adapt.
Exactly. What unique human skills do you think will become even more valuable in this AI-driven world?
Ooh, that's a good question. Definitely things like critical thinking.
Yes.
Creativity, empathy, those are things that AI just can't replicate.
Absolutely.
What about you? What comes to mind?
Yeah, I think along with those things, I would add complex problem solving.
Okay.
Emotional intelligence. And the ability to connect with others on a human level.
Yeah.
Those are the skills that will really set us apart.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I have a much clearer understanding of how AI is changing education.
Good.
And the importance of being intentional about how we use it.
Yes.
But I have to admit, there's a part of me that's still a little wary.
I hear you. There's a lot to consider as we navigate this new territory.
But I think Strategia IA really nails it when they say that AI can help us make a qualitative leap in education.
Yeah.
It's not just about doing things faster or cheaper.
Right.
It's about doing things better, more meaningfully, and with a focus on human flourishing.
That's the key. It's not just about efficiency.
Yeah.
It's about creating a better future for education and for humanity as a whole.
Okay, so where do we go from here? What's the next step in this AI-powered journey? What do you think our listeners should be thinking about?
That's a fantastic question. And luckily for you, we have a whole stack of real-world case studies and teacher testimonials.
Oh, wow.
Ready to explore in our next deep dive. But for now,
okay.
I encourage you to think about this. How will AI change your specific field?
Mm.
What opportunities does it present, and how can you prepare yourself to thrive in this new landscape?
Ooh, a sneak peek into the future. I can't wait. But for now, dear listeners, we want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Remember that equation for educational leadership?
Yes.
Well, we believe it applies to anyone who wants to thrive in this AI-driven world.
It does.
So we ask you, how will you become a curator of information and an insightful interpreter in your own field? Yeah, it really feels like that leadership equation is like a recipe for success in the age of AI.
Oh, I like that.
You know, we've got to be the chefs, carefully selecting the ingredients and then creating something amazing.
Yeah, we're not just passive consumers of AI, we're active creators, you know, shaping the future with this incredible tool. And speaking of shaping the future, Strategia IA, I think, really hit the nail on the head when they said that AI can help us make a qualitative leap in education.
It is exciting, right?
It is.
It feels like we're on the verge of something big, something transformative.
Yeah.
But it's also a little daunting. How do we ensure that this leap benefits everyone?
That's the million-dollar question, and I think it all comes down to human wisdom.
Hmm.
You know, we need to guide this transformation with our values, our ethics, and our vision for a better future.
So it's not just about what AI can do, but what it should do.
Exactly.
And that responsibility falls on us, the humans who are creating and using this technology. What would you say to our listeners who are feeling a bit overwhelmed by all of this?
I would say embrace the challenge. Don't be afraid to experiment, to learn, and to ask tough questions.
Yeah.
AI is a powerful tool. But it's up to us to wield it wisely. Remember, the future isn't something that just happens to us. We create it together.
That's a great point to end on. The future is ours to create. And I think that's what makes this whole conversation about AI so fascinating and important. It's not just about technology. It's about human potential. So, dear listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective on AI in education and beyond. Keep those brains buzzing. Keep asking those tough questions and keep exploring the incredible possibilities that lie ahead until next time.